Whoever's in the next room is coming this way.
Get behind the couch. Don't let them see.
Ha! Thought I heard someone in here.
I was wondering if you'd be back.
You said there'd be nobody here.
Shut up! Who are you?
This is my office.
You want I should drop this guy?
Shut up.
There's no need for that. You're welcome to take anything you want.
You want us to take stuff?
The insurance company won't pay unless the place is really trashed. You guys are going to make me rich.
I don't get it.
It's an insurance scam, dope.
Did you find the safe downstairs?
That was a piece of cake.
Shut up.
What about the telephone equipment in the basement?
Basement? I didn't see no basement.
How do we get to the basement?
You go down the stairs, you turn left at the bottom. You have to go all the way down the hall. The last door on the right, it may be locked.
Oh, we'll take care of that.
Shut up! Let's go. You better be right. You know, you talk too much. You know that?
What are you talking about? What?
Mark, give me a hand with the money.
That was close.
It'll be even closer when those two realize there is no basement.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 42, Meteoric Mess.
These new IDs are amazing, Zeke. You really did an awesome job.
What can I say? It's my gift.
I could have made a fortune a few years ago selling these to friends who were trying to buy beer.
I wouldn't know anything about that. Where you guys headed when you blast out of here?
I don't know. We've been discussing that for a couple days now.
Well, what are the options?
Well, Darian's folks have a place in Wisconsin, but the GC are probably watching it.
Not the best place to go, I guess.
I actually had this weird dream the other night about finding a place.
Anything you want to share with the class?
I don't know. I was running through the woods following this kid, and there were these GC soldiers chasing us.
Yeah.
And we came to this clearing where there was this huge house. And when I went to the house, the soldiers disappeared.
Well, who was the kid?
It was a friend of mine. He's dead.
Well, what'd the house look like?
Big. All I remember is there was a balcony, and it was really long.
A brick building? Two stories?
Yeah.
Was there a flagpole out front?
How did you know that?
This the place?
Where'd you get that picture?
My dad owns this place.
So hold up a second. Zeke's got this huge old boarding school down in the middle of the state?
Yeah, they're gonna be using it to store stuff for that co-op thing they wanna do. Food and water and stuff.
Won't the GC find it?
They're not looking for it. The place is condemned.
That doesn't fill me with confidence.
I hear that.
Zeke says the place is fine. It's just one of the old wings that we need to stay out of.
Sounds cool to me.
I don't know.
What's not to know?
First of all, we don't even know if Zeke's dad is gonna let us use it.
Zeke's talking to him right now.
Second, we don't know where it is. We don't know if the GC will be there waiting for
us. You just don't like it because it's not your idea.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Guys!
Remember when you went to Israel to see Nina and Daniel? It was because of a dream. This is my dream.
That was different.
Guys, would you listen to me for a second?
Sorry.
What?
Look, I don't know nothing about dreams, okay? All I know is this place sounds pretty cool. And if we can help out Zeke with the supplies and stuff, then...
So you're all for it?
Man, I haven't had a good night of sleep in a long time. If this place is out in the middle of nowhere and the GC aren't poking around there, sounds perfect.
Whoa! Hey, guys, I just checked with Big Zeke. He likes the idea.
Well, sounds like I'm outnumbered. So let me get this straight. Lionel and Jed are going to meet Mark and Mitch back at Boyd's place.
Say that five times fast.
While me and Vicky and Darian go to the schoolhouse. Yeah, that's it. Doesn't sound too exciting for me.
You guys better get going.
Yeah, you too.
So when will you guys make it down there?
I don't know for sure. As soon as we can. Ready?
Yep.
See you guys.
that soon, too.
Hang on a second.
Oh, no. Something tells me you have a change of plans.
I didn't want to mention it while Judd was still here.
Mention what?
I made a promise to Ryan before he died.
What?
I promised to take care of Phoenix.
His dog?
Yeah.
The GC have his dog. They have it and that Charlie kid in the detention center.
Well, can we get him out?
Not very easily.
Well, I have to do this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Is that them?
Looks like them. Yeah, that's Judd.
Did you guys get everything okay?
If by everything you mean the money, yes, we did.
It got hairy for a second or two, but we're okay.
Good. Nobody followed you or nothing?
No.
Anybody seen Pete?
Boyd said he hasn't come back yet.
What about Taylor Graham?
Not a word. He left just after we did the other night. Told Boyd he was going to go find Pete.
Why couldn't he just wait?
He never struck me as the patient type.
Grambo, we called him.
Yeah, and now we probably got two guys we need to rescue.
Is this the place?
Yeah, the kennels are right around the side.
I think I hear Phoenix.
Let's hurry up and get him out of here before somebody sees us.
Okay, come on.
Are there video cameras around here?
Not that I know of.
Phoenix! Hey, boy! How are you? We're gonna get you out of there, yeah. Okay.
How are we gonna do that? This fence has gotta be 8 feet high.
Not including the barbed wire.
I'm working on it. Look out!
Here you go, doggy. Charlie found you some scraps.
Get him!
What? Charlie was just feeding
Charlie,
your dog.
Charlie! Don't hurt him!
Who are you?
Don't you know me?
Charlie never saw you before.
Our makeover seemed to have worked.
Charlie, we came to take this dog. He seems really nice.
He is. He's Charlie's best friend since the others got killed.
Who? Who got killed?
A guy, a girl, and some others. They got killed by the commander before they took him away.
What?
Police said he's dead, too.
I've got some good news for you, Charlie. Your friends aren't dead.
Huh?
I'll take you to them, but you have to help me get this dog out of here. Do you know who has the key?
Well, Melinda had the key. She's gone, too. She got away before they killed her.
Charlie, listen to me. You need to find something to open the gate, okay? Can you do that?
I think so. Charlie will be right back.
I can't believe they just let him run around like that.
Well, they probably don't think he's any kind of a threat.
So the GC took Blanca away. They probably did kill him.
Why would they do that?
Sounds like they want to kill everyone associated with us. We seem to have given the global community a black eye.
And now they're after Melinda?
She's probably dead by now, too.
Here comes Charlie.
Hey, what did you find?
Window breaker.
A tire iron?
It should bend the gate door.
Good thinking, Charlie.
Gotta find my friends. Get the thing on my head.
Oh, we'll get you to your friends as soon as we get this dog out, okay?
Okay.
Keep pushing. Another couple inches should do it.
Oh, my arms are killing me.
Charlie can help if you want.
We're okay. You just keep watching out for us.
Someone's coming!
Get around the corner, quick!
Charlie, you gotta cover for us, okay?
Okay.
As soon as they catch her. What are you doing here?
Charlie's just feeding the dog.
I didn't tell you to feed the dog. Now get away from that gate. Kid's more trouble than he's worth. We ought to get rid of him tonight.
It's okay, dog. We'll go see our friends soon.
We gotta get him out of here.
Can you take him on your motorcycle?
I don't have a choice. Let's get Phoenix out of this cage first. Come on, squeeze through.
Come on, Phoenix.
He's doing this.
Come on. Good boy. Good dog.
Let's get moving before they come back. And...
Hey, they're stealing the dog.
On second thought, let's move now.
Charlie, come on. Does everybody have guns these days?
Get on the bike. Darian, you drive. I'll hold Phoenix.
Okay, sure.
Charlie, get up behind me. Hold on tight.
I love motorcycles.
Oh, you sound like Jed.
Hang on.
Judd, somebody's pulling up.
Can you tell who it is?
Hey, it looks like Taylor Graham.
He's got someone with him.
Maybe it's Pete.
It is. That's Pete.
Wow! It feels good to be back here.
Better than a GC interrogation room?
Man, am I glad you're back.
I figured you'd miss me.
He was gonna go try and spring you.
You and what Boy Scout troop?
Hey, just because we don't kill everyone in sight doesn't mean we can't get anything done.
Yeah, but it does sort of limit your options.
Yeah, well, I'll find another way if I have to.
You know, the sooner you guys realize there's a war going on, the sooner you might start doing what it takes to win it.
What's this?
Oh, it's a pile of logs, and it's blocking the road. These were the directions Zeke gave me.
I didn't see any turnoffs. This has to be the place. Hang on a second.
I don't get it. We went right where he told us.
Well, maybe the GC leveled the place.
This is it. You gotta come around this way, around the logs.
Huh?
This is it?
I wanna see it.
Wow, it's huge.
I can't believe it. That's exactly what it looked like in my dream.
Well, you got the key. What do you say we move in?
Oh, sounds good to me. This place could use a woman's touch.
Maybe Charlie should find a broom.
Stick around for a minute, Charlie. I don't want anyone running off just yet.
This place is bigger than my house.
Hey, we better see if any of the lights work. It's gonna be dark soon.
Now, there's a switch here. Nothing.
This is a pretty old building. There might be fireplaces in some of the rooms.
Ooh, good thinking, sister. Charlie, you mind collecting some wood from outside?
You said if Charlie helped with the dog, you'd bring him to his friends.
Charlie, look real close at me.
Okay.
Is anything about me familiar?
Charlie recognizes your voice.
Who does she sound like?
Huh?
Charlie, look at me. Imagine me with longer hair. Red hair.
Vicky?
We are your friends, Charlie.
You, Vicky?
Chief Akbar, it's an honor to see you here.
Let's dispense with the pleasantries, General Barnaby. I'm here to fix your mistakes.
Nobody under my command released news of the meteor to the press. I can assure you, it had to have come directly from Arecibo.
General, I didn't travel from New Babylon, where I live in a palace, to North Dakota, where the sun shines 2 weeks out of the year, to listen to your excuses.
I apologize, sir.
The potentate sent me here to make sure that the meteor is dealt with. Do you understand?
I do.
What steps have you taken?
We're ready to launch a full nuclear missile strike, on your command, of course.
Take me to the command center.
Right through here, sir. Here. You can see on the display the progress of the meteor.
It is 7 minutes from the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
I seem to have arrived at the opportune time.
Would you like to issue the order, sir?
Airman.
Sir.
Fire on my count.
Yes, sir.
Now. Now. Now.
The missile is away, sir.
The meteor will be vaporized in a matter of seconds.
Good. I should be able to...
General Barnaby.
What is it?
The meteor is coming apart.
Did the missile detonate?
Negative, sir.
What's happening, General?
The meteor disintegrated before our missile even hit it. The pieces are falling through the atmosphere.
Sir, this is impossible. It should be burning up.
What effect will they have on the Earth?
I don't know, sir. I just don't know.
Vicky, look at the sky.
What is that?
That's what I was going to ask you. I've never seen anything like it. It reminds me of the Northern Lights, except for the whole day thing.
The sky is turning purple.
It's beautiful.
Why do I get the feeling it's another one of God's judgments?
What's supposed to come next?
I think it might be wormwood, maybe?
What's that?
A third of the water goes bad.
Well, good thing Zeke stocked us up with bottled water.
I hope bottled water is safe.
Vicky! Darian!
Judd? Judd, you made it!
Hey, we had a job finding the driveway, though. Lionel figured out it was behind those logs.
Oh, I know.
No big deal. Just look.
But we're glad you made it.
Did you guys see the light?
It looked like an explosion or something.
I didn't see that. We just saw the falling stars. What was it?
If it was an explosion, I don't know. I thought it might be the wormwood thing that the Bible talks about.
That's what Vicky guessed, too.
It's starting to get dark.
Let's go inside. We'll show you around.
Do any of these lights work?
Mark found a couple kerosene lamps. We're using them until we get the generator running.
Anybody hungry? We've been living on cheese and crackers for a few days now.
I thought you rich girls only ate pâté.
I'm a vegetarian, remember? Well, technically. All of you, freeze!
Melinda? How did you...
Shut up! And get on your knees, or I swear I will blow your head off.
So much for peace and quiet.
I'm gonna count to three. If you're not all on your knees with your hands behind your head...
Mark, grab her gun!
No, you don't. Got it.
Get off!
How are you gonna play nice?
I'm not interested in... Who's that?
Lionel, what's going on out there?
It's one of the other guys that worked with Blanca.
Wilcox!
Yeah, Wilcox. He don't look so good.
What did you guys do?
Us? We didn't do anything.
Judd, you got her?
Yeah, trust the old half Nelson.
It looks like Wilcox is choking on something. I'm gonna carefully check it out.
What's the matter with him?
He can't breathe.
Anybody got a pocket knife?
Here.
What are you gonna do?
Keep an eye on her. I'm gonna try a tracheotomy. I learned this in senior health class.
Have you ever done this before?
Nope.
You'll need something to hold the windpipe open. Here, use this pen tube.
You guys better not hurt him.
If we do nothing, the guy's gonna die.
Guys, Charlie's sick.
Graham, you too?
What is she doing here? And Wilcox? What's the matter with him? He's turning purple.
He can't breathe.
Neither can Charlie. He's coughing up a lung.
Vicky, Darian, go help Charlie. I'll try and help this guy.
If he dies...
If he does, it's not our fault.
Wilcox.
Dude, that's an awful way to die.
Charlie, are you all right?
Charlie just drank a little water from the well. Honest. Charlie gave the rest to the man.
It's the water. The water is bad. Already?
What are you talking about?
It's one of the judgments.
The water turns bad and makes people sick.
Great.
Are you okay, Charlie?
Neck hurts.
Can you breathe?
Yeah.
Let's get him inside.
How'd you find us, Melinda?
The dog's collar has a tracking device.
Great. Now we gotta find a new place to stay?
We're not leaving.
Vicky, they know how to find us.
I took the tracker before I left Chicago. No one else has the code.
Oh, yeah. We can trust you.
It's true.
How'd you get away from the GC?
What do you mean?
I heard they snuffed everyone who had anything to do with our operation. Even Blanca.
A couple of soldiers took him away.
Took him away and killed him.
They're looking for you right now. We heard them talking about it when we nabbed Phoenix.
Well, even if that's true, once I turn you guys in, everything will be just fine.
Dream on.
Judd.
Yeah?
Can I talk to you and Vicky for a minute?
Sure.
Out here.
What's up?
I just got a call from Taylor.
Really? What about?
I had told him that I wanted to go to Israel for the meeting of the witnesses that Sion Ben-Judah talks about. He called to say he has access to an airplane if I want to go.
Awesome! Need a guide?
What's going on?
Mitch is going to Israel. Judd just volunteered to join him.
Hold up, man. I had dibs on the next trip.
He needs a guide. You've never been in Israel before.
Why don't you both go?
What?
One of us should stay.
We'll be fine.
But
trust me. We've been fine so far. You guys go to Israel. Have fun.
What's that all about?
I'll talk to her later. What's the plan with Taylor? Hey, Blondie.
Still here?
You don't think I'd leave without saying goodbye, do you?
I don't know.
Vic, is something bugging you?
No. Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like ever since you got back after the earthquake, after you disappeared for a while, we just don't get along so good.
Why would you say that?
Come on, Judd. You second-guess everything I say, every idea I have.
That's not true.
Really? Name an idea I had that you supported. Well?
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Maybe it's just me. Go to Israel.
Why do I get the feeling you're not gonna miss me?
You're wrong! I am gonna miss you! I've been missing you for months.
Ugh.
You know, this is the first grave I've ever dug.
This is the first grave I've ever watched someone dig.
Yeah. I'm guessing you didn't see too many dead bodies growing up.
Well, not till I met Ryan. I'd never been kidnapped before either. I guess I was pretty sheltered.
Trust me, you didn't miss anything.
What's that?
Hit a stone. A big stone.
What?
These are bricks. There's something underneath here.
Is this the place we're supposed to meet, Taylor?
Rivendell Terrace? Yeah, this is it.
It looks like a prison with that wall and stuff.
It's a gated community. They don't let just anyone in.
I suppose you gotta be pretty rich to get into one of these places.
You got enough cash in that bag of yours there, Mitch?
Doesn't matter. I'm Jewish. They probably wouldn't let me in anyway.
Their loss.
How are we gonna get past the guard at the gate?
That's what our pigskin friend is for.
A football? Tell me how that works.
Lyle and I are going to create a diversion. When the guard leaves the guardhouse, you ride in. The airstrip is behind that row of houses on the left.
Right next to the golf course.
I'm guessing the runway lights are controlled in the guard office. If I can find the switch, I'll flip them on so Taylor can land. Don't waste any time climbing on board.
Is that him?
That's him. He's flashing his running lights. Get ready. All right, bro, which one of us is going to toss the potato?
Give me that thing. I've always been a better QB than you.
What?
Where's my receiver?
That one. 7-series Beamer, and pray that they have their alarm on.
Donnie Lujack drops back.
Donnie Lujack? You are old.
Sees his receiver in the end zone. Ugh.
Touchdown, Donnie! Come on. Come on. Go check it out.
He's going.
Mitch, punch it!
All right, let's go!
Get the runway light!
I don't see him!
Man! Oh, I got it! I got it! I got it!
Game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, let's go. Come on, let's go.
That's a TC airplane.
It's okay. Taylor's waving from the cockpit. Move it. Security, on the way.
Hey, get us out of here.
Hang on, kids. We're going for a ride.
You know, just once.
What?
Just once. I'd love to see what it's like leaving the country without someone chasing me.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.